8:39, almost 8:40 here on the Mighty 690 as we continue throughout a Thursday edition of the show. It is time for our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening. And joining us, we have Sam Kutrick and Wyatt Starnes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good. Doing good. Good to have you on here. Nice weather. It's good for me and Sam. Bad for Wyatt. He doesn't like the nice weather. So.
I'm telling you what, it is just like... I'm going to leave here and I'm going to cry a little bit because I feel like I need another 3 weeks of winter. And then you guys can have your spring. You can have it.
You're the grumpy groundhog. Now, the groundhog said that it did not see his shadow, so that means an early spring. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Darn groundhog.
We'll see, though. I feel like, you know, you never really know.
Well, it is going to snow on Sunday, so
Thank goodness. I'm so excited.
Good grief. That's awful. All right. Well, moving right along. What do we have going on in the world of Coffeeville's Reawakening? Anything you want to start off? Maybe a Midland update?
Yeah. So I think last week we spoke about having our first retreat over at the Midland. Everything is looking really good. We, behind the scenes, have been testing our popcorn recipe, like the perfect amount of butter and this and that. And so we're excited to kind of nail that down because that's the nostalgia of the whole thing is the popcorn. Everyone remembers that and the pickle jar. I know I was a young kid. I never got to see the inside of the Midland before now. So when they say pickle jar, I'm like, okay, I don't understand, you know, but it's a big deal. So we've got that. The big thing that we're focusing on right now is we still have two projects to get through. Project backstage and then the auditorium, and those are really, really, really big projects with really big numbers attached to them. And so we are kind of really focusing in on our fundraising, and that's the biggest thing for us is getting people on board to help fund the next two projects. So if you're interested in donating, whether it's through, you know, just becoming a charter donor or just making a small donation or participating in the Take a Seat campaign, whatever it may be, reach out to any one of our board members, myself included. We'll go to our website. We can hook you up on how to get involved in that. But outside of that, there's not a whole lot going on that we've got some behind the scenes things that we're working on, trying to, you know, bring more to the table now that we've got the front open, but we can't quite share all of that just yet.
Sure, but I know...
Little mysterious, you know, caveat, right?
Of course. You gotta leave us wanting more. But I know that you mentioned a while back some linen rental that's available.
Yeah. Still have the linen rentals. I believe have like black, white, some navy, maybe another color. I'm really bad when it comes to remembering all that stuff. But you can reach out to us on the website or our Facebook, and we can get you hooked up on renting those. And they're, like, nice, round, like, I think we even have some long, like, rectangle ones. They're really, really nice quality, like, perfect for, you know, wedding receptions, baby showers, big events. We've got you covered on those.
So what's the best way if someone's interested in renting the linen rental?
You can reach out to me personally. My phone number is 620-515-4346. You can check us out on Facebook at Midland Theater Foundation, or just Midland Theater on Facebook, I believe, or go to our website, www.historicmidlandtheater.com. Either one of those ways will get you in touch with somebody, and we can get you all fixed up.
Yeah, excellent. Well, some good stuff there.
Oh, yeah.
And then Sam with, of course, Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, you got a few updates for us.
Yeah. So I'm going to just briefly touch on Innovation Lab because I know we've talked about it and you guys have heard about things going on. So, you know, our last grant that the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation helped with to get was a grant for drones and robotics kits and then the tablets to go with those. Mid-January, we hosted two of those events for the youth age, I think it was 8 to 12. Had about 20 kids in each of those classes. So they got to build the robotics, which was awesome. That's about a, you know, 3.5-hour, 4-hour build. And then it picks up a ball and shoots a basket, which is pretty cool. And then they got to fly the inside, indoor drones that we have as well. So that was really great. And then we actually paired up, Bill Davis with the Native American Fellowship Group. He had a small group of about, I think 11 adults. So last weekend we opened it up with them and they got to come and play with the drones. And we kind of had a couple robotics kits still together. So they got to kind of play with those. So we had the 3D printers going as well from our prior grant to that. So, you know, we're hoping to do more of that and open it up to the community. We're still working on the logistics of that and having it open and how it's going to look. But it's really exciting. It's kind of fun. You know, we love seeing the kids working, but it was really cool to see the adults. I mean, they were just as excited to see some of this equipment that, you know, a lot of people don't really have access to. So we're really excited for that. And that is, you know, over the Reawakening and part of that, as well as, you know, some different stuff going on. So,
wow, that
just
is
an
great
update on that. So, yeah. And then The big thing right now that we have going on at the Community Foundation is our grant cycle is getting ready to open up. So we call it our spring grant cycle. Generally, it's our only grant cycle that we really push for during the year. But all year, we do accept different grants. So if you have something going on different time of year, we can always, you know, bring that to the committee if it doesn't fit in this time frame. And we can always look at that and see what kind of funding we have available. But this grant is going to open up Monday, February 12th, and it's going to run through March 12th. So if you can get your applications in, that you got to have about a month to get stuff ready. And we accept applications from qualified 501c3s, nonprofit organizations, educational, government, and civic entities. So, you know, if you're not a 501c3, but you have a group that's doing great things, you know, it doesn't mean you're excluded from it. So definitely check it out. Give us a call if you have questions, and we can answer anything for you.
Do you have an example of maybe some of these projects in the past that have been funded through these grants?
So if you go to our website, coffeevillefoundation.org, and you go to let me pull it up while we're talking here. If you go to – I want to make sure I tell you the right thing.
Right.
So if you go to our home – just go to coffeevillefoundation.org, and if you go to menu, on the bar there's going to be grants. And then if you drop it down, there's apply for a grant, which is where you're going to find all the application, the guidelines, the budget form. Everything's kind of on there. It's some FAQs about the grant stuff. But then also there's grant history. So if you click on that, it's going to give you, I believe, from 2018 on. So you can kind of go through and look at who got grants, kind of a brief description of what it was, and then the amount they received. So you know, like last year, 2023, we gave the Caney Valley Rec. They needed new football helmets and a youth pitching mound. So we did a grant for that. Cedar Bluff Camp is refurbishing the benches at the band shell. We did a grant for that. Brown Mansion Candlelit Tours. The Interstate Fair and Rodeo purchased a new sound system. So we helped with that. We have the Kiwanis does like senior plaques. So we help, especially if we have Jack kids in there, we like to help support those. The After Prom, Salvation Army. So you can read through that. And that's from last year's grant cycle. So you can kind of look and see what different groups have gotten before. But if you're like, oh, I don't really know if I fit in that category or not, definitely reach out because you might. And you just, maybe there hasn't been someone like your group or organization that's done something and we just don't know. So we definitely want to, you know, help as many people as we can. To get a grant and make things better in Coffeeville. So again, so if you go to our website, you're going to go to apply for a grant link, and that's where you're going to see all the details on that. When you submit an application, you can either mail it to P.O. Box 635, and that's here in Coffeeville. You can email it to me, which is sam@coffeevillefoundation.org, or you can drop it off to our location downtown. We're at 117 West 9th. Got a little bit of stuff going on with the columns coming down, but we are open.
Okay.
So if you can get through there, you know, we're there at the office. Or you can give us a call if you have questions or anything at 620-251-4769. And just to kind of give you an idea of some of like the categories that like you mark on the grant application. So we consider grants in the area of arts and culture, community development, environment, health and human services, and then children and youth. So obviously that's very broad. You know, there's a lot of things that can fit into those categories, but that's kind of our different things that we offer there. And so I would encourage, you know, everyone apply for a grant. Especially if you never have before, we love working with new, and you know, we have some of the organizations we've worked with for years that we want to continue to work with as well. We love to see when people kind of need that like gap funding. If they're like, man, you know, we have this much for a project, but we're just lacking this much. We love to be a partner and come in and help out with that. So if you're looking for some funding for a project, those technically the application, everything is up. So pull it up, start looking, start filling it out. We'd be happy to answer questions or help you guys do it if you need some assistance. And yeah, we're excited. So
that is great. Being able to push people over that line is always fun.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, lots of good stuff coming up there. And I know that Community Foundation doing so much great work. And, you know, all year long, you're not just around for match day. So,
yeah, it's pretty, you know, we're kind of crunching our year-end numbers from last year, and we don't have any solid numbers or anything, but it's amazing. I mean, I think our number's pretty solid on what we gave back out. So it was over $1 million that we put back into the community last year. So
that's awesome.
It's great. Really great and cool to see. So we, you know, without the donors, we couldn't do this. So we thank our donors that, ones that, you know, live here, ones that have moved away that still continue to give back because they believe in Coffeyville and Coffeyville is important to them. So we're just thankful for our donors and that we're there to help them and match them with our organizations that need help and just make Coffeyville better.
Excellent. Well, long history of giving here in Coffeyville and Montgomery County, so appreciate everything. So, Sam, Wyatt, anything else to share with the listeners here this morning?
Only thing I have is, this Saturday, just a couple events that I know of. We have the Chocolate Serenade at CCC, and then we also have the Chamber Ambassador Trivia Night.
That's right.
So, whether you want to be sang to or you want to try and win some trivia, we got things to do. And then, of course, the Super Bowl is Sunday.
That's right, right here on the Mighty 690. So
wow, we'll have what a time.
And I know, too, they're having that fundraiser dinner over at the Shrine Barn, too. They're
going to be having Valentine's that. Dance, right? Yes.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. So
okay, sweet.
There's quite a few different things coming up. So, yeah, lots other than that, of good things on the way.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, Sam and Wyatt, appreciate you coming on by.
Thanks
giving
for having
us a little update from Coffeyville's Reawakening.
Thank you so much.
All right. You have a good rest of your week and a weekend. So as we approach here at 9 o'clock, we're going to have a check of the news, and then we'll be right back into Open Line here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.